The Big Bang. Now, is it true?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the Answers Biblical Worldview magazine.
Well, in most newspapers and schools, we're told that the universe began with a Big Bang. But should Christians believe this? First of all, we must look at what God revealed to us about what's occurred in the past. You see, He's been the only witness. When we read Genesis, we discover that God created the earth covered with water before He created the sun. But in the Big Bang theory, well, the earth formed after the sun and was at first a hot molten blob. Thus, the Bible's account of the origins of the universe and the evolutionary Big Bang theory are in total conflict. This means the Big Bang theory has to be wrong. Creation scientists such as our astronomer Dr. Jason Lyle have researched the technical literature very carefully, and he's found that the Big Bang has assumptions that most people are unaware of. For instance, the Big Bang idea does not assume any center to the universe, and that the universe doesn't have any boundaries. Is the Big Bang true? Well, no. God created the earth first, then the sun.
Did God say anything in the Bible about the possibility of life in outer space? It's a topic we explore in our DVD entitled The Created Cosmos. It's actually shown inside our new planetarium. Well, for your donation of any amount today, we'd be happy to send this well-produced DVD right out to you. Call us toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.